Hey there, and welcome to another episode of Undigestible, where we explore all those undigestible bits to living a heart-based life and living in our fullest potential and why we're not where we want to be right now. And the truth is, the only thing between where you are now and the life that you want most is a bunch of resistance. And that's what those undigestible bits are. And they don't just come in the form of physical addiction, something that I run from food to my iPhone, but they can be in thoughts too, like perfectionism and all or nothing behavior. We can experience so much resistance and stress and anxiety and in our emotions as well. So it's right here at Undigestible that we learn how to reduce those undigestible bits to living the very best possible version of ourselves. Let's do this. So I'm really excited to share with you today's episode. There's going to be many more like today's episode as well. And I don't know what we're going to call it. Journey shares, heart shares. I set up last week, actually, it's called the Journey Hotline for all of our students in habit and behavior change, both in the curriculum and in heart training. And it's where you can pick up the phone, so to speak. It's actually just a web page and you just hit record. And it's for all of the students on the journey who are in that moment of the shift and the transition and it's just something to be shared right then and there. I know that you've had those moments in your life where you've had a revelation, you've had a shift, you've learned something, and it literally, the feeling of revelations are, you could almost become addicted to them. The feeling of clarity, that feeling when you go through the death of something, of that which you thought you were, of a belief of something old, to be born again into a new way of living and a new way of existing is just so freaking juicy. It's so good. Why wouldn't you? And so I set up a journey hotline for all of our students to share any of their wins, their revelations, their anything. Because the truth is that I'm on this journey as well as you. And when we turn outside into the world, we can get other people's experiences. But when we turn inside, then we get a whole nother experience. We get a whole nother shift in perspective. Because it's our own inner landscape. And in our own inner landscape, we have our own unique language. We have our own unique experiences. And there's only so much that you can put them into words. You can't really put into words what it is that you feel. So that's what the Journey Hotline is there for, is for us to, everyone on the journey of habit and behavior change in the curriculum and heart train, to really start sharing their own experiences. Because the truth is that that's going to help so many other humans on the same exact journey to permanence and health, peace of mind in our life, to our fullest, truest potential. Because it was never about the weight. It was never about the health. That's simply a side effect of becoming the best possible version of you and living the heart-driven life instead of the life that's driven by our head, that's driven by the fear. So this journey share actually came from Karen. Karen is, she's an amazing, beautiful woman. I met her in January of this year. so it's, what is this? It's July, almost August. So, and I remember she, it was in my, one of my habit and behavior change workshops, and I think she was in the back row, and I'm sure she's going to be listening to this. She was in the back row, and I could literally watch her throughout the entire workshop. Like, I could literally watch her brain. I could watch the wheels spinning, really trying to understand and grasp, but beautifully so at the same time, integrating. So, you know, the knowledge, we take the knowledge in into our brain, but at the same time, we integrate that knowledge into our being, which creates the shifts and revelations. And I'm telling you, this woman, she has faithfully really taken up the journey of learning how to trust herself. I have watched her transform her life in the past, what was this, 8 months. I've literally watched her transform her life in the past 8 months, and true honor to be on the journey with her. Interestingly enough, I could feel her in the very beginning from emails she would send me or comments she would make about overthinking things and really trying to grasp things and understand things. And she would put comments in our, she still does, she's in our Facebook support group, and put comments in the Habit and Behavior Change curriculum, really looking for clarification. She's a seeker, just as you and I are. And she's looking for that clarification. And what's so beautiful about it is that a lot of us sometimes, when we try to grasp something that we can't quite understand with our brain, knowing that really the whole journey is about our moving from our head to our heart, no longer living the head-driven, fear-driven life that produces misaligned, unbalanced thought patterns, less than desirable emotions, and addictive, misaligned behaviors, rather moving into our heart and moving and creating our world from there. Undoing the physical, emotional, and thought-based habits. So she was always searching and gaining and learning the knowledge via her head, which is very good. And I could feel her moving into this place of potential frustration when sometimes, if not a lot of times on this journey, when we move from our head to our heart, there are only certain things that can be felt with the heart, integrated with the heart, known with the heart, not necessarily the head. So the first thing when we don't understand something or we want to go make something happen is we ask the question, how? We ask how. And that is a head question. How do I figure this out? That's very me-oriented. That's not a connected-oriented. That's not a, I'm living in my heart and I know that there's divine perfection and I'm connected with everything. That's very separate from our own heart. It's very separate kind of living that produces a lot of lack, produces a lot of inadequacy, and produces a lot of fear. That's the purpose of brain, is to go make up problems that didn't even exist and then go solve them to feel special and important. So as I felt her moving through and learning the concepts, the knowledge, there's two parts to the work of habit and behavior change. There's knowledge and integration. And as she was learning the knowledge, potentially I could feel her moving into almost frustration sometimes. But what Karen is really, really good at is the moment the frustration hits, it does not produce more resistance within her. She actually does not even become the resistance. There were many times the frustration. She does not become frustrated at all. She may not understand something, but the moment that most people would move into frustration at that point through an un-understanding, through a non-understanding with the brain, they become frustrated. And what's so cool about Karen and her journey is she has not. Rather than becoming frustrated and throwing our hands up in the air and saying, this doesn't work, I don't get it, and blah, 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 right? That's all mind trash. That's all head trash telling you that you're incapable and you're not good enough and fill in the blank, a whole bunch of lack, illusions and lies, a whole bunch of crap, don't listen to your head. And instead, before she moved into the frustration, she moved into integration. She moved down into her heart, took a breath. I don't know if she took a breath, but I could feel her taking a breath, and allowed it instead of pushed it, and really let go of any control that she felt like she had to have on it. Like, I've got to understand this, instead of moved into a trusting and a knowing that this will be integrated at the perfect time, that I don't have to know it all right now. And it has moved her so far on this journey. And she's ebbed and flowed in a really, really beautiful way. So Karen, I know you're going to be listening. Your journey is amazing and it's an honor to watch. And you are spot on, girlfriend, at every single move, sister. Like, seriously, you're navigating the waters of resistance very, very well. And I know that you're going to be joining us for heart training, which is starting very, very soon. And I'm really excited. Heart training is the next level of habit and behavior change. when you first come into this work, habit and behavior change is the curriculum is the first level of habit and behavior change, where you learn how you learn the stepping stone routines. You learn how to change a habit through stepping stone routines. You learn how to think differently, knowing that thoughts create emotions, therefore creating the misaligned behaviors and addictions and anything that we run from in our life. So the first level, you learn how to think differently to produce a very different habit in your life. And the next level of habit and behavior change is heart training, where once you get so far back in the habit and behavior change formula, you start to realize that our beliefs, fears, and old beliefs, fears, and insecurities drive the whole ship. They drive the whole train. And so when I get back to the foundation of the core of what everything is, how do I change the foundation upon which I live my life? How do I move from my head into my heart? How do I move out of living the habituated, fear-driven, head-driven life and into allowing the effortlessness and ease that comes from the heart-driven life, and to allow myself to be guided into my life and allow my best weight, my best health, my best relationships, my best bank account, my best career, to allow that full potential, to allow the best version of ourselves, not by the head, not by having to solve problems, not out of lack, not out of inadequacy, but out of fullness and richness and wholeness and a knowing that we're good enough just as we are, right? So let me share with you, for that long introduction, let me share with you, this was Karen's message to me. So I'll go ahead and plop it right in here. I've never plopped in a recording. So let's do this. I'll stop this and I'll plop in the recording for you. Here's Karen.
So Maya, I loved watching your video today. It was very much truth. And I think that watching that made me want to share with all of the folks on the journey with me that this has been such a transformational journey since December. And that the one thing that I think has been most powerful is that it's okay not to be in control. It's okay to be outside of that all or nothing mindset and to be more present. And it was interesting that today I shared that with a friend of mine who's younger and reminds me so much of myself, that need for us to be in control of everything and plan everything and just be just always going. And I said, you know, I've missed a lot in my life being that person. I've missed out on opportunities and no more. I find that I want to be more present with my husband and my son and for me. And that stepping stone of meditation every day. And you know what? When I don't do it every day, that's okay because I'm doing it more days than I'm not. That mindset is a huge shift for me, that I am enough just who I am. So I'm grateful. I'm grateful to everybody in the support group. I'm grateful to you, of course, for sharing your journey. But I'm grateful to me for being brave enough to get on this journey with everyone. So thanks for giving me an opportunity to share. I hope there are what we like to call rights, recovering control freaks out there that will take heed that sometimes it's okay to just not know what's coming next. Thanks for everything. Bye.
That was absolutely beautiful. Thank you so much, Karen, for sharing that. She touched on some super important revelations, shifts, and mindset shifts. You can see how her old way of living, her old way of control, and yes, I'm a fellow recovering control freak too. I get it, because at its core, that is a lack of trust in ourself, a lack of trust, well, in ourself and in our heart. And that was shifted and changed for her when she saw what it was costing her. There's an exercise we do in the Habit and Behavior Change curriculum about the cost. What is it costing you? Because it is of my own experience that change happens when the pain of staying the same becomes too great than the actual addiction itself. That we find the truth when we reach our physical, emotional, and spiritual breaking points. When we find truth, when we reach the physical, spiritual, emotional, mental, all of those breaking points, and we know that something has to change. When we turn in one direction, and we see our old life, and we know that we can't keep going that way anymore because it's just too painful. We can't keep spinning our wheels like that. And then we turn in the other direction and we look at the life that could potentially await us. But we know we can't move into that place without a different, without a shift in our own level of belief in ourselves, with our own level of a new level of worthiness, a new level of adequacy, a new level of our own enoughness. And the journey is really just a remembering because we're all of those things now. And so she sat in the middle, right? And it was I have to move through this because I can no longer keep it's impacting my relationships with my family and communication, and I have to move forward. And that moving forward, sometimes we hit that block when we have a fear of the unknown. And her words to us were, it's okay to not be in control. And it's okay to not know what's coming next. Because as we navigate the waters forward, we can't freeze right in the middle, but as we navigate the waters forward, we literally see the fear that's made up of the mind. And instead of living a life that's moved by the fear, we learn to move through the fear. That's what you do in heart training. But you learn to move through the fear, realizing that when you get to the other side, that it was a bunch of bullshit to begin with, that it was something that our head made up to keep us safe in this little shell that never worked for us in the first place. And so we take the stepping stones, as she mentioned, I find meditation to be super helpful in my life and in my journey. And we can take the stepping stones, not just in our physical habits and behaviors to make those real small incremental changes to create big, long-lasting change, but we can take stepping stones with our trust. We can take stepping stones with the changing and morphing through our fear. And what I find is that as I move through my fear, you know, the stepping stones and I find that the universe places little sticks and stones and feathers and coins along my path to help let me know, hey, you're doing well. You're doing okay. Do you see how your relationships are growing? Do you see how that is growing? Do you see how this is growing? Stay focused on what is alive instead of what is dying. And she's watching her relationships get better. And she's growing evidence day by day, little by little, that trusting is okay, that it's okay to experience the unknown, that it's okay to feel discomfort, that we don't have to go run to food or to Netflix at the first sign of discomfort, that it is okay for us to exist just as we are, that it is okay, everything always was okay, everything always is okay, and everything always will be okay. And she's gathering those little evidence points and putting them into a nice little bucket. And it's allowing herself to move forward, it's allowing her to move forward on her journey. And as she integrates it, what you just heard, as she integrates it, it allows for much bigger shifts in our life. It allows us to open a door that we may not have been able to open before because we didn't feel like we were worthy enough of opening it. When we tap into the power of grace, grace is that nifty little tool that helps us transform the fear into love. And when we tap into that, and combine it with everything that we're learning and everything that we're integrating, big shifts happen. And it's a really, really beautiful thing to watch. So I hope that you enjoyed Karen's message. And knowing that wherever you're at today, whatever you're feeling today, that it's possible. You know my life. You know my story. You know where I've come from. And as I'm going through my own heart training right now, I can't even put into words the doors that are opening up. And ironically enough, something that was really important for me today is that everything always seems like it's only one perspective shift away. It's one perspective shift away, as if you're getting this gentle nudge from the universe to say, don't look this way, look this way. Because on one side of the sky, there's dark, gloomy skies and storms like the monsoons in Phoenix right now. And on another side of the same sky, it will be gorgeous, filled with colors of sunsets. And the same thing goes for our own integrations and shifts in our life. So wherever you are right now, you've heard my story, and now you're going to start hearing more heart shares from more of our students. And I hope that one day that's you too. And as you hear them from our students, you'll know what's possible for you. Because oftentimes when we've had no evidence in our life of what's possible, and all we do is get on Facebook and look at all these happy people, it becomes really difficult, and we can become and grow into more cynicism and more bitterness. And I don't want that for you. Because the truth is that the struggle that you may be living is not the right way to live. The struggle and the pain and the suffering, you're in the wrong reality. Literally, you are in the wrong reality. It is the reality created from our head. And there is a brand new reality that awaits you. And that is one created from the heart. And as Karen moved out of she moved through the fear of the unknown and was able to get a little bit more comfortable in living from the place of not always having to know, trusting a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more in divine perfection, that everything always has been, will be, and is okay, that she's creating the evidence and finding things in her life that are manifesting because she's taking leaps of faith, moving step by step closer and closer into the knowing of our own worth and our own adequacy, into the remembering of the truth of who we really are. All right, so let's do it. Let's call these heart shares because they're amazing. I have another one for you already waiting. I just have to create the podcast episode for it. If anything resonated with you today, trust that. Please trust that. The only way forward is not through the head. You cannot think your way through this one. You got to feel your way through this one. And so if anything felt good to you, if anything resonated with you, you have a couple options to join us. That's the Habit and Behavior Change curriculum. That's that first place where you can take baby little steps to learn a stepping stone routine, to learn how to start thinking differently. That's it. And if you're ready for a big, bold move, knowing that the pain of your own inadequacy, knowing that you feel that right now, then your next step is to join us in the next level of habit and behavior change called heart training. I'll make sure to put all of the links that you need for the curriculum and heart training in the podcast episode notes right below this episode. Thank you so much for being here. I love you so much. Bye.